Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 27th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Whoa, a little loud there, buddy.
Sorry about that.
Okay, try now.
Is that better?
Yeah, some. Maybe it's my, no, my, your phones are down. So, what national day is it?
Pick a number between 1 and 3.
3.
Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah. What's number 1?
National Craft Jerky Day.
National what?
Craft Jerky Day.
Craft?
I wonder if that's like make it yourself or something.
Yeah, craft jerky. Yeah, it is. Has to be. Okay, so what'd you do? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was amazing, and it was one of the first times I've religiously used cranberry sauce on all of the meat.
Religiously used cranberry sauce on all the meat? Is that right?
I put it on everything. I loved it.
I can't hear you now, so turn.
I put it on everything. I loved it.
Oh, okay. Now, did you have a special Thanksgiving?
Yeah, a lot of people. We had not only all of the family over, so over 9 people, but also a Ukrainian family of about 10 people.
Okay, you had the Ukrainian family that came in about, okay, the ones who were missionaries?
Mm.
Okay. So you had 20-something people at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was wild.
Where do you seat everybody? Do you have different tables?
We filled up the table outside, filled up an extra table inside, and then the normal dinner table.
Wow. That's cool.
How was yours?
It was good. We were invited up to our friends, the Michalaks. Just really, really good people. They have a place up in, out past, it's up around Tennant up there, Antelope Creek Lodge. And their family showed up, and both sides of their family showed up. We were kind of like, they said, hey, your family. But we were kind of like the not only non-member there, but you felt like family. Mm. No, it was cool. It was, I made my world-famous cranberry sauce.
I have to try that.
See, now that's, I didn't realize you liked it that much. I made it for the first time. I followed my son's recipe. It didn't look like his, but it tasted okay. You know, have you ever, you follow the exact recipe and it goes, okay, it should look kind of like this. No, not really. So I was trying to figure out what I did different, but it didn't make any difference. It still tasted okay.
That's good.
Yeah, then the whole thing. But, what were you thankful for?
Oh, family.
Family, yeah.
And you?
I was thankful that I was surrounded by really good people. And my family, of course. I was thankful I live in a country that gives everybody where it's not perfect, gives everybody a pretty fair chance. And that we can turn on water and we can drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who aren't as well off as others. And that we really try, I think, make a dedicated effort to try and help those people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I live in a country there where I don't have to worry about somebody coming across my border and killing 1,400 people.
Yeah. It's something I think you don't realize you take granted for sometimes.
It seems like war's never that far away. And we have like 12,000-13,000 military over there in the Middle East right now. They're not engaged in war, but they could be. So I guess I'm kind of thankful that most of our military are safe. Yeah. I'm sorry, you were looking for a short answer. But
no, I like that.
It's just there's so many things to be thankful for by living in this country, and it's almost a shame to, you know, go back and start reading everything and things to talk about that aren't more positive. You know, a teacher in New York was at a pro-Israel march, and her photo got put on, I don't know, Facebook or something. And the students at the school rioted. Literally, she had to be locked into an office while the students rioted around her. The police were called. The police finally got the students back in their room, in back in the classrooms. You know, it's, you know, you come back and you start reading that and you go, geez, yeah, in a high school in New York?
That is wild.
What?
That's wild.
It is. You're going to have to speak up a little bit because you have a low tone there after I told you to turn yourself down.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. So, Christina, come in and talk to me. What'd you do?
Oh, I was having my first Thanksgiving in America, and it was wonderful.
So, what did you do?
I went to our engineer Pat's family, and it was really cool. They was having the whole family together, and
our engineer.
Yeah, Pat.
Okay, why don't you just? Oh, okay. Our engineer Pat Karch.
Yeah, I mean,
that's who I thought you meant, but I thought, is there somebody? You have another engineer in your family there?
No, unfortunately, no.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was really cool because it was the first experience when I tried all the dishes and the first time when I was having a turkey with a cranberry sauce. It was really interesting. And the squash. Wow, we didn't even have squash in Ukraine.
You don't have squash in Ukraine?
No. Maybe we do, but like nobody don't use it. And it tastes something like between pumpkin and potato. But it was a really cool experience.
Okay. No, that's good. So it's a gourd. Yeah, so you had Thanksgiving for the first time over. You know what? And if you're going to have Thanksgiving at anybody's house for the first time, it's got to be Pat Karch, because I just know Pam and he put on probably, and now his family was there too, right?
Yeah, and also I make something national. I make a national pierogi.
Yeah, you make pierogi.
Yeah, we were staying with my husband like till 4 a.m. before Thanksgiving and making like hundreds of pierogis at night, putting them together.
If next time you make pierogi, bring me in a couple.
Of course I will.
Just so I can taste them. I think I've done that before, but I'm not sure.
I definitely will, because we also decided to make a sweet ones with berries.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, that was really delicious.
I bet. Okay, so what were you thankful for? This is that time of the year. Did you think of anything? I know that we talked about where your family is spread out all over the world.
It's hard to say, but like, at least I'm thankful for a warm spot now, because my friends who is in the army, they're sitting in the snow when it's super cold without water in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative that I have a warm spot, that I have a family, I have friends who to call, what to eat.
Yeah, sweetheart. I'm glad you're here. Okay, let's take a quick break, this portion of the show. And you know what, Ben, this is when I say I'm thankful for. Christina really drove it home. Her friends, extended family, are still fighting a war in the cold. And it gets cold over there. And we sit here and I think about things that I, and I think that's so petty. So petty, now that I think about it. So, okay. Hey, something that's not petty, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Local bank. It is a community bank. They've been open for 16, going on 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events. They're helping with the construction around town. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. Two branches in Redding at California Street in Hartnell, one in Riverside, Riverside Way in Red Bluff, and their newest branch on Ventura Street in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. I can't do well when I can't do well. I'm
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. The 27th of November, 7:20 in the morning. You know what I forgot to do, Ben?
What's that?
I forgot to do the weather. So today, sunny with a high near 66. It's 32 this morning coming in, by the way. Tonight,
mostly clear with a low around 38. Tomorrow's sunny. But tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Wednesday, a chance of showers Wednesday with a low around 39 and a high near 56. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're talking about showers. And the temperatures ranging from 56 to 51 and lows in the high 30s or low 40s. So looks like winter is coming on here. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Have other payment plans out there to make sure you stay toasty warm. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Monday, community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance and Anne Marie. Good morning.
Monday morning, everyone.
How you doing? How was your Thanksgiving, Anne Marie?
Oh, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We stay home every year and we host the holidays. I absolutely love, love, love having a house filled with family and all the memories that we can create.
What do you do the cooking or is it a family fun?
Yeah, my husband and I do all the cooking. And so everyone comes over. My mother-in-law brought her magic rolls, which is always a family hit. We do a traditional Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings.
Okay. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask what magic rolls are. Are these with, like, little mushrooms in them?
No, sir. They have marshmallows in them.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when you say magic stuff, I
that's just what they're dubbed. That's okay. What the family calls them.
Okay. So, what are you thankful for? I've been asking everybody today.
I am absolutely 100% thankful for my family and that we can actually get together and create these moments.
Yeah.
So awesome. I'm cool. Just very, very thankful.
Okay. All right. So what's going on in our community this week?
Yes. Well, as we begin our community calendar for this week, I wanted to mention again about a coat drive that is currently taking place through November 30th. The need is for new or gently used coats, preferably for women and children, which can be dropped off at the Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The coat drive is being hosted by the Teen Advisory Board, and all donations will go to one safe place. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 28th, you can join the Teen Advisory Board for game night at the Reading Library in the community room from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This social is geared toward those 12 to 18 years old. For teens interested in the game of chess, the Teen Chess Club will meet at the Reading Library Thursday, November 30th from 4 to 5 p.m. The chess club is open to all skill levels for those 12 to 17 years old. At 7 p.m. on Thursday, you can enjoy the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, located at the Cascade Theater, 1731 Market Street in Reading. Ticket information can be found at cascadetheater.org. The 19th annual Cascade Christmas will offer performances at various times through December 3rd. The Palisadro Chamber of Commerce will present their annual Country Christmas event on Friday, December 1st at Palisadro Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can enjoy music, food, drinks, vendors, games, and special guests to round out the festivities. This is a Come Rain or Shine event. For more information, visit Palisadro Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. On Friday night, December 1st, bundle up for Reading's annual Christmas tree lighting as it joins up with First Fridays in downtown, 1504 Market Street.
Right down the street from right here.
Awesome. Event activities kick off at 5 p.m.
What day is that?
That is Friday, December 1st.
Okay, got it.
Looking for a lighted Christmas parade this weekend? check out to the annual Lighted Christmas Parade on Saturday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. Expect temporary road closures along Pine, Sacramento, and California streets. I would also like to remind our listeners of a couple of festive events currently taking place. Historic Haas Farms is doing Life on the Farm now through December 30th. Ticket and event information can be found at historichaasfarm.com. And Life on the Farm runs Thursdays, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Historic Haas Farms is located at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. Also currently running is the Reading Garden of Lights, located at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Meccano Botanical Gardens, 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. You can visit the Garden of Lights through January 7th, Wednesdays through Sundays, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. For additional event information and ticket info, please visit ReadingGardenOfLights.org. And that is your sample of some festive events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne Marie, I think there's Shasta College is also selling. They also have their big Christmas fair where you can buy great trees down there this weekend. And poinsettias, and they've got craft fairs going. They got all types of things going, too.
Awesome.
Out at Shasta College. So, okay, well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Catch you next week.
Okay. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you every week by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-224-2345, and we'll be right back.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Today, the 27th of November, 7:30 in the morning. It is 34 out there right now. Wow. 34 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Well, let me tell you what happens when it gets cold. If you've got a chip in your windshield and it gets water in it, and then it freezes, it could expand that chip into a large crack. Or your windshield is really cold and you hit it with your heater in your car, a chip in there or a small crack could get a lot bigger. That's why you need to go down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street, and have a free, you can get a free inspection and analysis. And nobody does work better on windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been doing this for, over 20 years, and he doesn't take any chances with your safety. Quality workmanship from the old school. That's Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For an appointment, give him a call at 530-241-8373, or just drop by, like I said, to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Turtle Bay Exploration Park has just got a big feather in their hat. They've been accredited by the Zoological Association of America, putting Redding's local zoo among the ranks of the top animal facilities in the nation. Of the over 3,000 animal facilities across the U.S., under 300 have been accredited by the ZAA. The facilities have to prove they have high standards across the board, from maintenance terms, teams, to educational programming, and show that animal care is their utmost priority. And Sharon Clay, who's been on our show many times, who is the curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay, says that after 6 months of work on the application and years of dedication, the accreditation shows just how special Turtle Bay is. It is. They have the, it's kind of like, less than 300 out of 3,000. They're at the top of their game. Sharon's been with them, 17 years. And she and her team have been working for years to get the facility to the level that it could be accredited like this. Yeah. So, congratulations to Turtle Bay for the great work they're doing there. Now, here's some things to think about for this week or today in Israel. As you know, there's been the biggest surprise is not so much Hamas attacking Israel, but by the rise in anti-Semitic activities right here in good old USA. We mentioned one of them, a school teacher who went to a pro-Israel rally, and the kids in the school, not all of them, but at least enough to close down the school, rioted and tried to get to her. and they had to move her into a special office. The police were called. 20 police ended up there to move these kids back into their classrooms. It's interesting, huh? A truce, though, that's been going on has entered its fourth day, with more hostages expected to be released in the hours ahead. I believe so far there's been one American hostage, a four-year-old, who saw her parents being killed in front of her. Her brothers were hiding in the closet. And the way it looks like, almost they're all children or women that's been released. Hamas has released a total of 58 hostages in exchange for 117 Palestinian prisoners, many of these prisoners coming from jails that have been arrested for violent crimes. And it's provided a pause in the fighting to release the allow for the safe release, but also to get aid into Gaza. Now, both sides have talked about extending the truce. It doesn't say they're going to. Now, on Sunday, President Biden also expressed a desire to extend the pause in fighting, hoping that this is not the end of the temporary deal. There's still, I think, it's 58, so there's probably 150 to 180 hostages still being kept by Hamas. You know, and then when I mentioned about anti-Semitic, it's also it's a rise in anti-Islam type crimes. And in Saturday, three Palestinian college students in Burlington, Vermont were shot down. And authorities are investigating whether the shooting was motivated by hate or something else. They were all 20 years old, were walking along a street Saturday night when they were confronted by a white man with a handgun who opened fire and shot each of them without speaking before fleeing. The suspected gunman was caught and described as a 48-year-old man, is expected to be arraigned in court today. He said because this, two of the students were wearing keffiyehs, you know, the scarf over their heads, that the attorney for the family says he thinks it was a hate crime. We'll find out. And speaking of the Ukraine, Russia over the weekend launched its largest drone attack against Ukraine's capital of Kiev since the start of the invasion, according to local officials. Nearly 75 drones were launched from Russia. And while most of them were intercepted, the attack injured several people and temporarily cut power to nearly 200 buildings and establishments. And they're concerned that Russia is going after Ukraine's energy infrastructure this winter. Is occurring over there, threatening to deprive millions of people of electricity and heat. When you think about things to be thankful for, that could be another one, is the fact that we have heat, water, and those kind of things. You remember Malaysian Flight 370? Okay, Malaysian Flight 370, it deviated from its scheduled path from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and disappeared over the Indian Ocean in 2014. And nobody knows what's happened to it. It's one of the greatest mysteries of aviation. Some of the passengers' families say the disaster not only deprived them of their loved ones, but also plunged some into financial distress. Well, I imagine they will. And you've got families that are suing Malaysia Airlines, its insurer, Boeing, and manufacturers of the plane's engine. In China, some families have signed a settlement agreement with Malaysia Airlines and received $350,000 in compensation. Similar cases brought in the U.S., however, have been dismissed over the grounds these lawsuits should be handled by the Malaysian legal team or legal system. Now, if you remember this flight, It left, and then they could track it and went kind of around in circles, and then it just came back over the ocean and just disappeared. And they never found any of the wreckage. So, you know, the question is, was it one of these something had gone wrong with the aircraft? Was it somebody in the crew or what? If you ever watch, do you watch much TV, Ben?
Not really.
Yeah. There's a show on Smithsonian called Air Disasters. And Air Disasters is a story of plane wrecks. I mean, I'm not crazy about riding on planes already, for a variety of reasons, mainly TSA. But it takes an air disaster, and then they go back and explain what happens. In one case, you know, I mean, and they figure it out. They figure out what caused the crash, and they go back years. They could go back to this one. I'm sure this is one of their shows they have. And you find that sometimes it's the most innocuous thing. In one case, it was because the gear had not been lubed for years. Years. And yet they lubed the ones around it because it wasn't on the, it wasn't exactly said how you did it. So they did it the way they did others, and what it was it wasn't reaching that one cog, and that one cog failed. And when it failed, everything around it failed. And they lost control of the aircraft.
It was just that it was lubed incorrectly.
Lubed incorrectly.
Wow.
And because it wasn't definitive on how you do it. Others range from pilots literally forgetting to put their flaps in takeoff position, which then the plane can't lift off and it crashes. The upgrades. They upgraded this other piece of equipment. And what that did was that new piece of equipment literally sheared off the cogs in another piece of equipment that was supposed to last forever and cause the flaps and the tail assembly to fail. So, but they track it down, and then they, you know, then they fix these things. And, pilots flying times, limiting the amount of times, amount of hours pilots can fly. Things in the cockpit. Wind shears. Combat wind shears, which drives planes down. My favorite, though, was a plane out of, and these are all over the world, by the way, they just aren't in the United States. My favorite was the plane out of South America, that they're coming in on an approach and they don't make it, and they go into the side of a mountain. And as they go back and they're researching it, gosh, you know, these things seem to be working right. These things seem to be working right. And then they look at the pilots, and it turned out both pilots had lied about their training. They were not trained to fly that aircraft.
And they were flying commercially?
Flying commercially.
Oh,
and
no.
This was an airline that was expanding. And so, you know, they were hiring pilots. But these guys just out and out lied on their resumes. And, you know, maybe if it had been different pilot flying with one of them who didn't know what he was doing, but they were both didn't know what they were doing. And so it just became a calamity of errors. And then the plane crashed. And they just found out neither one were trained. And then, so now you go back and say, well, how did they get? Because they get pilot checks. You know, they have people flying with them and all that. They were just getting checked off. That, I think, was the one that bothered me the most. So that airline, by the way, is out of business now.
Yeah, I hope the FAA went around and checked.
I think they did. I'm pretty sure, you know, the pilots they have are pretty competent. Well, they found that some were, you know, having problems that probably had something to do with the disaster, but... in most cases, it all came down to parts. Something didn't work, and of course, the famous bird strikes, the Canadian geese, on that Hudson, where the plane landed on the Hudson. You couldn't have done anything there except perform a miracle like Sully did and land that plane. But it's an interesting, it's on Smithsonian, and it's called Air Disasters. And Linda says, why do you watch that? And I don't know. It's kind of like, yes, this was a disaster, but why did it happen? You ever why did this plane fall out of the air? Or why did this plane taking off not make it? And they come up with all the reasons for it. And, I mean, they go through hundreds and hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours, nailing down what it is. So, anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Start the year off, perhaps, with a free review and analysis of your insurance and your financial planning, your retirement funds, your 401s, your IRAs. Yeah, free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. This isn't Judy's first rodeo. She's been helping people since 1993, families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Very happy we're doing that. And she can help you, especially if you're having problems with finding insurance for your home. Give them a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Refire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's a Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot today, the 27th of November, 7:50 in the morning, 32 degrees out there. I think it's warming up. It's supposed to go up into the 60s today, 66. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and starting Friday is their big 20% off Christmas sale. They pull it all out. You estate jewelry, turquoise, Native American watches. Gosh, everything you can possibly imagine they have there, and it's going to be on sale at Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You know, things that I read that irritate me a lot. Person was killed in Reading here in a collision. DUI, driving under the influence, related collision. It appears that the driver of the truck that struck the other truck is 31-year-old, and I'm not going to give his name, was the driver of the other vehicle. According to RPD, this guy displayed symptoms of being under the influence. After evaluation, it was determined he was driving while under the influence of alcohol and narcotics. He was booked for driving with the blood alcohol level greater than 0.08, causing bodily injury, possession of a controlled substance, and driving with a suspended license for DUI and probation violation. And another person was killed by this guy. He already had a suspended license for DUI and probation violation. He was speeding his truck eastbound on Hartnell Avenue, just east of Churn Creek, and he collided with a 99 Chevrolet that was pulling out of a driveway. And this guy's passenger fled on foot immediately following the collision, which probably tells you they're a crook, too. So this guy's already had a DUI, already had his license suspended, and he's out there again, and this time he killed somebody. Those things, those kind of things bother me. That losing somebody, anytime you lose somebody, it's hard. But to lose them to a drunk or a guy on drugs or both, who's speeding in the afternoon and gets you while you're coming out of your driveway. You know, my driveway, I back out of my driveway, and it's a side street. It's not Churn Creek, but it's a side street. But somebody could be coming through there at 80 miles an hour and slam into me, or worse, slam into Linda or any of our neighbors around there because they're under the influence, which they've already been caught and quote, punished. Now, is this guy going to stay in jail? What do you want to bet? They got him for I would imagine they have him for manslaughter, though they didn't say that. But when you do something like this and somebody dies, I would hope that there's repercussions, and we now have that the new floor is open in the jail. It's the type of thing that you worry
that it's happening, and especially this time of the year, because people go to parties and whatever. But that one is uncalled for and should be, I hope that they can keep this guy in jail. So, Elon Musk is in Israel, and he's meeting with the Israeli prime minister. So you ask yourself, what's Elon Musk doing there? He's expected to meet with families of hostages and the families of hostages. And it's funny because as accusations of anti-Semitism on his social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, grow. He's received backlash from the Anti-Defamation League, a prominent Jewish civil rights organization, of tolerating anti-Semitic messages on the platform. So, but Netanyahu and Musk toured the kibbutz where the Hamas launched their terrorist attacks. And I'm just, you know, it's one of those things that I'm not sure what he was meant to accomplish in this. He visited the homes of some victims, including the family of Abigail Eidan, a 4-year-old girl with dual Israeli-U.S. citizenship who was released Sunday after both of her parents were killed. So I guess anything that you can do to bring more awareness of this, of what happened there, and when you're starting to see other, they're being too hard on the Palestinians. They're attacking them as they said they want to wipe out Hamas. You're not going to do it. And let's just face it, you kill 80% of Hamas. You take out all their top leadership, and then you go down to their, you take out the boards, and then you take out the CEOs, then you take out the general managers. There's still plenty of people there willing to take up the cause. The only thing that you hope for when you go after something like this, a terrorist organization or a group like this, is you harm them enough that it takes them years and years to rebuild. And that's all they're doing. Israel's in this battle for the rest of its life. And people should get used to that, unless there is some kind of miracle and there is peace in the Middle East. For years they've gotten along. They were signing accords with Saudi Arabia and others to end the tension there. And then this happens with Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah and Syria. And so is this ever going to be over? Not in my lifetime, maybe not even in Ben's lifetime, and he's younger than I am, barely, but he's still younger.
I hope.
What do you hope? Do you hope that they can come to some kind of agreement?
Well, I don't think that Hamas
Speak up.
Is, I don't think Hamas wants to find full peace at all.
I don't think they do either. And see, in their lives, the problem. The children are being ingrained in these beliefs, both from Hamas and Israel. Israel wants just to exist there, and unfortunately, it'd be like living in let's just say Idaho. You live in Idaho, and people in Oregon, and Washington, and Wyoming, and Montana, and Nevada, and Canada really don't want you surviving, you know. But you're going to survive, and you're going to do what it takes. And so you try to make peace with the other nations, but here comes Washington State sending across their fighters. So it's nothing, I think, in my lifetime, though I would hope. That would be nice. I don't plan on checking out tomorrow. But it'd be nice if some of my lifetime that there could actually be peace over there in the Middle East. My gosh, there hasn't been for centuries. Okay. When we come back after the news, it's open line Monday, so it's time to hear from you and to see things that are going on in our town that, I just heard rumors about some people are going to be running, for office. That was interesting to see that. I wonder if it's true, but I'm not going to say anything because it's just a rumor. And I'll try and find out today. Anyway, we're going to take a break from the news and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 27th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Do we learn that we don't push next?
Yes, sir.
In case you missed the news, it's Ben is our newest producer, and he's in there. He's doing a great job. And as you would think, oh, I'll just push next after, you know, when we go into it. Well, it's already loaded, so we don't have to do next. So next went into the Ethernet. So that's why you heard music in a couple of spots. So there. And if that's the worst thing you do, worst mistake you make, you are sitting at 99.999, okay? Don't worry about it.
Sorry, everyone, for missing the news there.
I'm going to hold Christina anyway. I'll hold her responsible because she's looking after you. She just reached over and slapped him. Okay, that's the way to handle it. Physical punishment. Physical punishment to ensure that does not happen again. So it's National Craft Jerky Day. Yes, and what sir. Else? What's the second one?
Let's see. We have National Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
Bavarian Cream Pie Day. I'm never sure how they do these things. How do they pick these? I mean, Bavarian Pie Day. Okay. Hey, if you're wondering about the weather, it looks really nice out there, and it is. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 66. Tonight, mostly clear around with a low around in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 61. However, starting tomorrow night, we're going to start having chances for showers, and that's going to go all through the week. Cloudy. Chance of showers, sometimes there'll be some sun, highs around 56, 54, 53, 51, lows around 42, 39. In other words, it's all going to be just about the same, but this looks like it could be today and maybe tomorrow it's going to be sunny in the morning, but and tonight will be okay, but starting tomorrow, that's when the showers may begin. And your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family owned company out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, is age of a, okay, let me ask you this. Ben, you're young. Is age a consideration when you're looking at a presidential candidate?
I think, isn't there an age limit of 35?
No, well, that's to run. Mm-hmm. But there's no other limit on running, which is how you have people in there that are 90-something. But is age something that you look at? Like President Biden is just turned 81. Mm-hmm. And there's talks of wanting to put a limit on how old the president can be, and they range anywhere from 65 to 90. And 22% of the people think, nah, there shouldn't be any limit. What do you think?
Maybe a cognitive test or something, but maybe no age limit.
Cognitive testing. Well, that's true.
Because some people just, they're really...
They're 50.
They still have it all together at 90, and some people don't.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, being the president of the United States is not easy. I can't imagine how it would be. If he's elected, since he's running again, he'd be 82 by the time he takes office and 86 by the end of the term. His physician, the White House physician, told the public after his most recent physical exam that Biden remains a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. The fact that he trips and he does have trouble speaking. He stammers. He has a stutter. And he says things are strange. And he doesn't seem to know where he is sometimes. I mean, it doesn't say anything. It just says that as far as being healthy, he's okay. It didn't say anything about a cognitive report. Now, Trump's going to be 78 in 2024. And Governor Ron DeSantis will be 46 years old. So he's younger. He's got another shot at it. He was 70 when he took office. That was Trump. And at the time of his inauguration, he was the oldest elected president in U.S. history. Now, of course, Biden was 78. Now, Ronald Reagan was 69 when he took the oath of office. And you'll see as you go back through history that they were all the way back to John Adams, who was 61 in 1796. So Reagan at 69, Trump at 70, and Biden at 78 have been the oldest. And, of course, John F. Kennedy was the youngest elected president at 43. Theodore Roosevelt became the youngest sitting president when he took office after William McKinley was assassinated. He was 42 years old, almost 43. And you've got to be, this is where you're thinking, you've got to be at least 35 years old to run, to be eligible to hold office. Senators must be at least 30 years old, and representatives must be 25 years old. So, I don't know. I think that age should be something we look at, because it's the fact that it doesn't mean, I mean, I've got a 92-year-old father-in-law that's sharp as a tack. And they just came back from a 3-week cruise where they traveled all over the world. And my mother-in-law is 90 and she's making it around. She plays crosswords every day. But that's one thing. The other thing, though, is to have to be awakened in the middle of the night several times because of crises are happening. Having to do just the daily duties, even though that President Biden seems to have broken the code on how many vacation days he can really take, which is a lot. And, you know, the downtime that he takes. Does government keep moving? Yes. But is that something that we need to take a look at? I don't know. What do you think? This is Open Line now. It's Open Line Monday. Is age really a consideration? I know that I've noticed that at my age, that I've slowed down. And things I used to be able to do all day long, I can only do like half a day. And it's your recovery time, really, that makes the difference on it. And I can't even imagine. Every time I look at a picture of Obama from the time he started to the time he finished 8 years later, the man had aged. And it wasn't just because 8 years had gone by. You could see it where he had aged. Not to the point where he, you know, where he stumbles or he falls or anything like that. But any president ages and ages quickly, it seems like, during this time. And I can imagine that the amount of pressures on things we never ever hear about and that we shouldn't hear about or we really wouldn't even care about that ends up on his desk, or people in your ear all the time trying to, you know, push their sides on it, that you've got to be extremely strong-minded to be able to make these decisions and have a clear reasoning of why you did them and why are you doing this. And do you, you know, and it, does it fit into what your, you know, what is best for the country? But unfortunately, you've got two parties who think diametrically opposed in many things, not everything, but in many things. And so whoever, you know, whoever's in there is pushing their agenda. We don't, you know, cut back on oil production, do this, do that, ramp up oil production, close the border, open the border, all these things. And so there's got to be, whoever's in there has got to be strong enough to be able to withstand his, even his own party. And that, those are things that, that maybe a younger person would have a better shot at. But, okay, we're going to take a break, and whoever's calling, we'll get to you right after the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, they've got it. You do it all. They do it local. You can get them for a day, lease them for longer, or buy one. Everybody needs a Kubota tractor. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, young couple that owns this. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes.
Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the 27th of November, 8:20 in the morning, about 34 degrees out there, rising to 66 today. Nice sunny day. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people, for the people in the program, and the whole idea behind it is to prevent serious falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They come into your house and put in grab rails and other things. Again, like I said, if you're in the program, it doesn't cost you anything. You can find out more or find out about signing up for the program at 530-842-1687. Let's go to the phones. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You're on, buddy. Turn him up.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to talk about that cognitive impairment that you were talking about.
The what?
The cognitive impairment.
Oh, yeah.
Of Biden.
Yeah.
But really,
well, that's of anybody, you know, so.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So just as I was going through my nursing and my nurse practitioner training, we had to do several cognitive evaluations and many mental exams. And I even worked for an insurance company where I'd go into senior homes to see if they qualified for more services by doing those cognitive exams and many mental exams. And they're very basic.
Uh-huh.
And so I think for any candidate running for an elected position, it wouldn't be controversial to have everybody do a mini mental exam in a cognitive exam, because it's things like asking them, what is this, if you hold up a pen, is this a pen, you know? Showing them a watch. What do you think this is? What is the day and the time and the year, you know, and having them go through a series of, like, basic physical functions. And if someone is failing at that, those basic things that we do every day, they probably aren't fit for office.
So it wouldn't be things like...
they are requiring more services.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be things like solve this calculus problem. Or anything like that.
No, it's like putting things on a picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about things like, I'm going to give you five numbers, and then they come back, you know, 5 minutes later and say, tell me what the five numbers are. What about that?
You have those things. Okay. Yeah, you have recall questions. You have basic math, like counting by twos or fives or tens.
Uh-huh.
But something that you should be able to do in that type of position.
Well,
that most people should do.
Well, let me ask you this. Can the person that's examining them sway this thing? In other words...
Yeah, if you're dishonest.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can
be
rigged.
You would
have someone above board.
Yeah. So that would be something. It would have to be an independent board selected, and maybe have two of them there just to make sure that, you know, there isn't anything going on. But I agree. You know, if you can't do the basics things there, if you're having problems with half of them, if it's serious enough that you think, well, you know what, this person is going to need some additional care. And if it's as simple as you say there like that, I mean, it's not quite as simple, you know, like remembering the numbers and can you add and all that. But it's, at least it sees that they're cognitive of what's going on around them.
Yeah, agreed. And there's several disciplines that do it. Speech therapists are able to do those cognitive evals, nurses, doctors. So you have several people that could send, you know, these folks through a series to just make sure that the voters know that they're cognitively okay to make difficult decisions.
Well, I like the idea. I like that for everybody that's, you know, that's at a federal office. Do they understand what's going on around them? And you know, it may be starting to be indicators there for somebody that's running. Like, you know, you do this. So the guy from Pennsylvania, the senator from Pennsylvania, and Fetterman.
Yeah, with Biden and Fetterman, just by listening to them talk, seeing how their actions are, their forgetfulness, you know, they would be failing on multiple levels, but you'd really have to sit down with them because you can really see what part of their brain has been affected on those cognitive evaluations.
Well, that's it. You know, Fetterman had a stroke and was in the hospital and all this. And so he may still, I mean, it may be in there, and he just has a problem getting it out, if that makes sense. He can still think well.
Correct.
But he has a problem enunciating what he's thinking at times.
Expressive aphasia.
Well, you know, of course, his doctors say, no, he's perfectly normal. And that, yes, he had had a stroke, but that he can do the duties of a senator. I worry about people like Feinstein or Pelosi or McConnell, that they're out there, you know, she was out there to the end, and was she making decisions? She was voting,
right.
I think it was pretty obvious to everybody that she wasn't so well, and that kept throwing her in there.
Right, or even when we had Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she was going through chemotherapy. You know, the chemotherapy. If you've ever had a family member receiving chemo, or you know, they had a chronic health condition where they're receiving treatment, or dialysis, or all these other things, you can say on the days that they receive treatment that they're not at their most optimum level, and maybe they are really forgetful. And there's several days where they're cognitively just not there, just because the treatment takes a toll on your body. So those type of things should be looked at too if you're really going through a hard time in a difficult health situation.
I bet it would be very interesting. I think it'd be very interesting to give cognitive tests for everybody that's running for office. You know, I guess because it's not going to take you that long. How long does it take to give one of these?
Less than a half an hour.
And then the results are available when? A day later or then?
No, within the hour. I mean, as you're doing it, you're filling out your evaluation. And then after you get done, you could sit down and write a narrative and have it even looked over by a third party just to make sure you're doing it.
Okay. Like,
when I was doing it for the... when I was doing them for the insurance companies, I would sit down with a patient for maybe a half an hour to do the evaluation, and then I'd fill something out for another 15 minutes and send it off to the insurance company.
Okay. And then they take a look at that from there. If they had questions, they'd come back then, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
They would call me if they had a question on something.
Okay. Hey, Arthur, thanks a lot for calling in.
No, you're welcome. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Cognitive testing, if it's a thorough one and it's by an unbiased source that's doing the testing, or two people there just to make sure there is no unknown bias or implicit bias to it, I think it's a good idea. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a teaching hospital with 13 new doctors in the residency program, with 10 more coming in next year. And this is an ongoing program that's going to have, once it's on the third year, have over 30 physicians working here in Reading from all over the world. And to learn their go through the residency program, then into their specialties. They're working at the VA clinic. They're working at Shasta Regional. Yeah, healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Reading Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop of choice since I moved to Reading. And why? I always get great haircuts there. Veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. So it works out on my time schedule. Or I can just stop by. Yep, if you drop by and there's an empty seat, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. So there's this business in San Francisco that known as Box SF, and it's owned by this guy named Sackett. And it's getting ready to be auctioned off next year. Why? It'd be 2024, which is a month away. The building's currently got a broken window, and its address on Howard Street is next door to a drug sobering center. And Sackett told the San Francisco Chronicle that he purchased a building at $1.5 million in 2004. He now cannot be refinanced because as many as 30 lenders have refused to help the existing mortgage. He expects the building will be sold at a massive loss due to six lenders telling him they are not making commercial real estate loans in San Francisco due to the state of the city. They don't return my calls. They care about bike lanes, nonprofits, safe injection sites. They've just ignored small business. I'm just done with San Francisco and the BS here. It's out of control. And his supervisor says, yeah, I'm optimistic that the neighborhood is beginning to see some progress. But for too many businesses like Sackett, it's just not fast enough. This came just after the San Francisco Bay Project, meant to create 15,000 new units. Condos, multifamily, affordable units across four neighborhoods was discontinued by Google and Australian developer Lendlease because it's just not working out. It's just not penciling out. And they've got another one that same thing stopped. So it just keeps going downhill for San Francisco. And when you see things like this, when Newsom comes in and literally cleans up streets, the paint moves homeless. Where'd they go? I've heard people say in the city council meeting, there's buses of them that are brought up here, but yet nobody has, you know, I don't know. I think one of the city councilmen, I think Mayor DeQuisto, was reaching out to see where exactly did this happen. So when you see things like this, that when businesses are failing in this one time beautiful city, and it was arguably one of the most beautiful cities out there. So let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm going to respond to your questions and also Arthur's, you know, regarding age and public officials being in office, at, you know, about, you know, their memory and things like that. I actually disagree with Arthur. The reason I disagree with that Arthur is that not all people are in, you know, the same. They're not all the same. And we also got to look at the laws. What are the laws now? As we all know, there's a HIPAA, I think it's called, you know, for regarding privacy and not regarding your medical, is, you know. And there's a lot of things that we need to consider that. So, you know, and also we can't really say, well, somebody's too old when that person actually is not old. It's like me saying to anybody in the business saying, hey, you're over 80. You shouldn't be running your business because you're too old to run the business. So pretty soon, eventually, we're going to start making more problems instead of solutions.
No, you misunderstood everything you said, Dolores. What he said was, it's not the age. It's the cognitive ability to think. It doesn't have anything to do with age. What we were talking about, let me finish, is that if somebody can't pass a cognitive test, and he is a professional, he has done this, and you haven't, and he says if there's problems in remembering, identifying objects you use every day, adding, and these things, it shows a problem with your ability to think and remember. It doesn't make any difference how old they are.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, for thinking that that would be a good idea for public officials, you know, I mean, I do believe, like, you know, there's people out there who actually been in office for decades, and they show signs of dementia, they show signs. Those are the people who actually should be resigning or to be removed. But if for just a regular person to be in office or thinking of running, I don't think that we have that right to start saying, hey, maybe you need to take a test because we don't know if you're capable of making decisions. Then we are acting as medical doctors and saying, hey, we don't think you...
No, that's not what it says. That would be is... And, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen, at least not in our lifetimes. But what it's saying is if you're going to run for public office, you should take a cognitive test. Everybody takes it, not just some of them, not just, not just Democrats, not just Republicans, not just independents. If it was ever something like that was ever done, it would have to be everybody. And maybe it should be for people in state and federal office that have to do it. So, but the bottom line is, and you just said it, we've seen people that obviously showing signs of dementia or can't do it, then yet there's no way because their doctors are there lying for them and saying, oh, no, they can do it. And we all know Dianne Feinstein, as good as she was at one time at the end, wasn't all there.
Right. I understand that part. You know, I do. There's, you know, but... I feel sometimes, it's, you know, we need to come up with a solution instead of making more problems because it seems like when we start thinking out loud, pretty soon you hit the government, hears all this, and pretty soon the government starts taking our constitution rights, or pretty soon we don't even have a right for our own decision to our own medical. Here we're finding to say, hey, we don't believe in vaccines, and yet we're creating more problems. And that's what I kind of look at because, like he was saying about chemo, not everybody, when they have chemo, they actually go through that process of forgetting or being, you know, I actually went through chemo. So I know that. It's not everybody.
Okay.
It depends how your body, you know, how it reacts.
All right.
So, but that's my opinion, you know, and that's how I feel about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Right. That's what Open Line Monday's for. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Senator Warren, Elizabeth, I'm not going to use her a nickname given by a former president. She took to X, formerly known as Twitter, the social media site. Subway announced in late August that it had reached an agreement to sell the family-owned sandwich chain to the private equity firm Roark Capital, in a deal reportedly worth more than $9 billion. The firm owns sandwich shops such as Jimmy John's, Arby's, McAllister Deli's, and Schlotzky's. The private equity firm's holding prompted the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to launch a probe earlier this month to examine whether the deal gives the company a monopoly over sandwich shops and other brands in the fast food industry. We don't need another private equity deal that could lead to higher food prices for consumers, Warren's wrote. The FTC is right to investigate whether the purchase of Subway and these other ones are a monopoly. I tell you what, Senator, higher food prices right now are caused by inflation, by supply side shortages that came under this president and you, the Democrats. when you pay, 16% more this year than you did last year for Thanksgiving, and it's like 40% more than it was in 2019 or 20, then I think that's what's got a lot to do with it. That and the crazy way that our government spends money. And just look here in California, we're still spending billions on a train that doesn't go anywhere. And we're still spending it. Why couldn't we use that money for, say, things like, infrastructure? You want to talk about housing? You want to talk about helping people with mental health problems? How about using several billion dollars that's going into the train to nowhere and use that? You know, you're worried about subways becoming a monopoly. You don't have to go to Subway. I don't go to Subway. If I'm looking for a deli sandwich, I go down to Lucky Miller's. Because it's locally owned, locally operated. Go to the local branches. You don't have to go to McDonald's. You can go to Bartels, Giant Burger. You don't need to go to these. And there lies the problem is the small businesses are getting hammered out there, Elizabeth, by inflation, by the decisions that are made by our government. By the decisions that spend trillions of dollars for things that do not help the average man, do not help Mr. and Mrs. America, small town, small business America that this country builds on, that this country needs. No, there's your problems. Oh, we got to have them check that. Why don't you check about why some of the tech giants are researching and collecting everything a child looks at on a computer. Everything. So they can target them. How about that? It's time to take a break. And, want to remind everybody about, this coming weekend, of course, out at Shasta College. And let me tell you, I bought the best tree I've ever had at Shasta College. Last year. It was perfect. It was perfect. I walked around and checked out 50, 60 trees with this very, very patient student from Shasta College until we found that right tree. He picked it up, carried it back. They put it in a cute little plastic netting, threw it in the back of my truck. Linda came out and bought like 5 poinsettias. They've got it all out there. Plus, they've got a little fair going on. I think Santa's going to be there. This is, if you want to find a great tree, and it goes back into their ag program for scholarships, and they keep that ag program going, Shasta College this weekend. We'll be right back. This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:50 in the morning, 34 degrees out there, going up to 66 today. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be okay, but then tomorrow night the clouds start coming in and it looks like we could have showers the rest of the week. We'll see. It says showers possible, showers possible. We'll see. We'll see if we get our possible showers, or if it's just like every other time around here. It'll be raining like crazy in Pavasijo and be dry at my house. So, hey, I don't usually dip into the occult. But just when you thought it was safe to go back to Corpus Christi, Texas. Not that I know very many people that go there. Ben, do you go on spring break? You're not old enough yet, are you? Or are you?
I think college has...
It's just college. You're not. Well, you're there. Yeah, but they go on spring break. Like they go to Cancun, Mexico, and Fort Lauderdale, and Key West. A lot of them go down to Corpus Christi. However... Suspicious beachcombers have spotted glass glinting along the shore of the Gulf of Mexico. Ought to exercise caution. Why? Witch bottles intended to entomb malevolent spirits are popping up along the coast. On a 60-mile stretch of beach, monitored by the Hart Institute for the Gulf of Mexico Studies, 8 of these curious artifacts have washed up on shore. Since 2017, must be another one. He pulled the most recent bottle filled with vegetation on November 15th. Gooseneck barnacles had clustered on the green glass, indicating the bottle had been floating for quite a while. Now, what are these things? The researcher has said the bottles, which may be filled with a variety of items, including hair, herbs,
Local plants, nails, or even bodily fluids have traditionally been observed in the modern-day United Kingdom. And though there, nearly 200 have been recovered by contractors and homeowners, hidden in wells or buried underground. Back in the 16th and 17th century, there was powerful belief in witches and their ability to cause illness by casting a spell. But they could be trapped by, fended off by trapping them in a witch bottle, which, if properly prepared, could actually reflect the spell itself, tormenting the witch. Bottles that contain metal items like nails may be buried by the hearth to energize the nails into breaking a witch's spell. Are you interested in this? I just find it interesting that we're still going into this, that we have witch bottles. Would you open up one if you found one of those?
Absolutely not. I'm not taking that risk.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I think I'd go along with that.
I'd be interested in it, though. That's for sure.
Be interested. Somebody's got to open one up and see what happens, you know. Yeah, I'll open it up and just to see what it's like. Did you watch any football this weekend?
No, just played some rugby, that's all.
Oh, that's right. You're a rugby player. Did you give any blood?
I got a little scar on my chin here.
All right.
Yeah.
Give blood. Play rugby. Hey, Pat. Where's Pat? Nice things were said about you today before you got in here, Pat.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well... Christina had her first Thanksgiving. She had it over at your house.
Oh, it was great. And she made pierogi. Oh, my gosh, they were good.
Yeah. She said she had cranberry and turkey.
Right. It was delicious. Great group there. And then afterwards, they missed this because they had to go to another party. But we went out, as we do every Thanksgiving, and we're doing shooting on Nash's Ranch. They let us do that. And we put jars of Tannerite in pumpkins. And blow them up. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All the little kids, the grandchildren, and we teach them gun safety and stuff. So
you got to teach them gun safety. Not to fool around with a gun. And, that's the biggest thing. About if you purchase a gun, you got to have a safe way of keeping it locked up. Keep a lock on it, whatever it is, especially if you have children. You're totally responsible for that, as you should be. But you had a Ukrainian family there, not just Christian, but like 10 of them?
Yeah. No, we had at another party Christine was at where Christine and Paul are previewing their future hot dog sales where they want to start. Their American dream is to have a hot dog cart. And we had a family over that also escaped the war and had great fun while Paul prepared these hot dogs with various toppings. I mean, it was outstanding. Paul is a total culinary expert now, and he's trying to assemble the ingredients here in Reading, both the sausage and the right buns and the toppings. And a good time was had by all as we tasted all of his creations.
Now, they taste different than regular hot dogs, huh?
Well, it's all about the toppings. And I learned about, he does this thing with fried cheese. Imagine putting a big brick of cheese on the griddle and then flipping it over and over until it's the right consistency. And that's the first ingredient. And anyhow, my point being that with the Ukrainian culture, Pam and I are learning a lot about some of the great things that they culinary-wise that they do. It's really neat.
My gosh. Okay, after you get this thing kind of perfected, Christine, I you can hear me in there. After you get this perfected, I expect to have we can have a big taste test here.
Yeah, it looks like we have to make, like, all pierogies and hot dogs and tangies. And
yes.
Okay, I guess we're going to have a KCNR party.
Yep, sounds good.
There you go. Because we're in the process of, she makes these beautiful, beautiful baked and of goods that for Christmas presents that we're going to do.
Did you arrive at a name for your budding company?
Yes, it's Bon Appetit Bouquet.
Bon Appetit Bouquet, that's it, right?
Bon Appetit Bouquet. Yeah, that works. Yeah, it's a little box with just great stuff in it and all tasty. So you had a good Thanksgiving.
We did, yeah. And, you know, as it gets closer now, of course, Piano Angels is preparing for tomorrow as the North State Giving Tuesday. Should I take a moment to share on that?
Yeah, we've got time.
There are many great nonprofits in our town, and Reading is a very generous town, one of the most generous in the 48 states. And Reading Piano Angels is one of the programs that we'll be asking people to partner with us tomorrow on Giving Tuesday, November 28th, all day long. And our program specifically provides no-cost pianos to families. And by doing this, we are, you know, guaranteeing that we have musicians in the future. And music is important. And when we do our most important events, when we get married, when we die, when we celebrate, we call upon musicians to serve the community. And so our job is to make sure that those opportunities to play the piano and learn to play the piano are there. Kids may not always stick with it, but, you know, I always tell people, hey, someone once gave a piano to Mozart, right, or Billy Joel or Elton John, and look what happened there. So we're going to be excited about tomorrow. We've already had people, what I call early birds, donating.
Yeah, and you can donate now. You just go to NorthStateGives.org. And just hit that, and it opens it up, and it says, North State Giving Tuesday. Early giving is open now.
Right on. Thank you, Carl.
Well, no, I mean, Piano Angels is a great thing. There's so many nonprofits that help people around here. And Reading is a very, very, and Shasta County in the North State is a very giving community.
True enough.
All right, everybody. Tomorrow, Haven Humane will join us, and plus more. Have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.